You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Over the panhandle city of Amarillo, along the side the howling winds and lonesome wail of freight engines, another sound is growing more common these days: the whooshing of espresso machines. Over the last decade, Amarillo has gained national attention as a sort of mecca for espresso aficionados. Reporter Jonathan Baker visited Ground Zero for this phenomenon. It's a strip mall on Amarillo's southwest side.
Among the big box stores and chain restaurants, two high-profile coffee houses have set up shop across the parking lot from each other. Palace Coffee and Evocation Roasters are battling for Amarillo coffee supremacy, and a culture of Java junkies is growing up around them.
There are so many different groups of people here in Amarillo that want to have a place to have an identity, that each coffee shop has its own vibe.
Patrick Burns owns Palace Coffee.
I think people are always looking for a place to belong, and I think coffee shops have been that place for a lot of people.
Burns and his wife opened their first Palace Coffee in the small panhandle town of Canyon in 2011. They now also have two locations in Amarillo. On a weekday afternoon, Palace is packed with young professionals and students. Shandy Porter is a Spanish major at nearby West Texas A&M University.
It's just a really friendly environment, and so whenever I just kind of want to get away, I come in and they know you by name.
Porter is hardly alone in her love for Palace. The shop feels cozy with overstuffed seats and dark wood accents. 3 years ago, this little panhandle chain shocked the bean world when they were named America's Best Coffee House at Coffee Fest, a sort of Comic-Con for coffee nerds. Leaving Palace, I walk across the parking lot and enter another coffee shop, tucked between a hearing aid store and a Sears outlet. If Palace is your stylish uncle's parlor, Evocation is the chic lunchroom on a spaceship. Inside, the walls and tables are glossy white with a mid-century modern vibe. The staff looks fresh off a bus from Brooklyn. Today, my barista is Thomas, a friendly bearded fellow who says he worked for the Bernie Sanders campaign in Iowa last year. And then,
I came to work at Evocation because I've been in coffee for a few years now, off and on, and I knew that Evocation was the place that took coffee to the next level.
You won't find any drip coffee here, only pour-overs, served in Erlenmeyer flasks and hand-thrown cups. The shop is in its second year and is already getting noticed. Thrillist, a hip lifestyle website, lists Evocation as one of the best coffee roasters in America. Roman and Amy Leal founded Evocation. They're young, still in their mid-20s. Roman says his love of coffee started when he was in high school. He said he'd roast small batches of beans in his dad's garage. That might seem like a strange hobby for a teenager, but Roman thinks it fits the spirit of the city.
What makes Amarillo so unique, while politically it's really conservative, culinary-wise, it's actually really progressive. We have a lot of chefs that are pushing boundaries and coffee shops that are really progressive.
Roman insists that while the panhandle coffee phenomenon seems somewhat random to outsiders, Amarillo has been a coffee-centric city for decades. Golden Light Equipment Company opened the first roastery here 100 years ago. It supplied roasted beans to New Mexico and Oklahoma. On top of that, young coffee professionals who would likely struggle in Brooklyn or Seattle can thrive in the Texas Panhandle's wide open spaces and its uncrowded marketplace. This past summer, both of Amarillo's upstart coffee houses were a visible presence at the U.S. Roaster Championship in Seattle. Evocation's 21-year-old chief roaster Taylor Gresham was the youngest finalist in the event and the only woman competing.
It was the first competition I've ever even been a part of in coffee, so I was just had no idea what to expect. I was super nervous.
Gresham took third in the event, an impressive feat. She says she plans to study chemistry when she returns to school this spring. But it seems this roasting prodigy has already gotten a unique education as one of a community of Java aficionados in this coffee mecca in the middle of the dusty high plains. I'm Jonathan Baker for the Texas Standard.